couch potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about Tulip Fever, Unlocked, A Boy Called Poe, Goon, The Last of the Enforcers, I Do Until I Don't, and Jackals. A whole bunch of films that are smaller that are being released on this Labor Day weekend. I'll also be talking about some news, the trailer park, and some box office predictions, and I'll also be talking about the Home Cinema Roundup featuring Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which is also being re-released back in theaters in a 4K restoration this weekend on its 40th anniversary. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fatguys@fatguysatthemovies.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
One more celebrity death to talk about in the long line of celebrity deaths we've been having, and that is Tobe Hooper. He passed away this week. He was 74. He died of natural causes. And, you know, all these horror icons have been passing away in the last 2 years. I mean, I'm not just talking about directors, but people like Christopher Lee. I remember he passed away not too long ago. You had Wes Craven. You had George Romero just recently pass away. And now, of course, you got Tobe Hooper. And it's sad to see these guys go. Part of the reason they're all passing right now is because they all kind of came up through the ranks together. Well, maybe not Christopher Lee. He was much older. But people like Craven and Hooper and Romero, they were all sort of getting their feet wet in the late 60s, early 70s. And many of them have gone through transformations. People like Wes Craven, of course, he changed some of the things he did. And I mean, he was doing really shock cinema early on, and then he did a little more pulp cinema. He actually tried doing regular movies as well. And what's funny about Tobe Hooper is he became a horror director because he created one of the most legendary horror films ever, which is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre back in 1974. But a lot of these guys didn't go in determining that they were going to be a horror movie director. That's just sort of where their path went. Romero was the same way. Romero wasn't necessarily wanting to become the grandfather of the dead. He was just going in there to make movies, and this was an opportunity at that time. And when it came to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, talk about a low budget film. And the story goes that Hooper was at a hardware store in a big long line. And this is what gave him the inspiration for Texas Chainsaw Massacre, as he saw a display of chainsaws. And he said, this would be an easy way to get through the crowd. You know, and that's sort of what gave him the idea of the title, which of course makes it's one of the best titles in horror movie history. But Tobe Hooper went on to do other things. And a lot of people will point to something like Poltergeist, which there's a huge debate on who directed Poltergeist because it is very Spielberg. It does feel very Spielberg. It doesn't feel very Tobe Hooper. I mean, Tobe Hooper went on to do Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 after Poltergeist, I believe. But Poltergeist, that was a big budget movie, and there's a lot of Spielberg influence, and there was some ghost directing going on because I think Spielberg was originally supposed to direct, and it was at the time when Spielberg was moving from doing directing, transitioning into doing producing as well. And then, of course, in the mid to late 80s, he started just producing a lot of things and slapped his name on and got that Amblin feel to it. But Poltergeist is another iconic horror movie featuring one of the creepiest clowns that you'll ever see. And you know, we've got It coming up soon. So all our minds are thinking about creepy clowns. So you'll be missed, Tobe Hooper. Rest in peace. Another piece of news that I found interesting this week was Patty Jenkins and James Cameron had a little bit of a row online. And it's one of those things where it wasn't between the two of them face to face. It was like one said this and then the other said this. Essentially, I'm not going to go through the quotes because you can find them online. But essentially, James Cameron downplayed Wonder Woman and said it wasn't as big of a deal. He said it wasn't an empowering female movie. And Patty Jenkins responded. I felt it was kind of a shame that Patty Jenkins responded to that, because the only thing that gives that power is to respond to it. The only thing that makes his statement have any sort of weight to it is if she responds to it. And what her response should have been like, look, you know, when Avatar 2 comes out and he actually makes another freaking movie, I'll respond to him. But I mean, I side with Patty Jenkins on this one. Ultimately, Wonder Woman is a great movie, a great female empowerment movie. And Cameron hasn't released a movie since 2009. So, you know, who cares what Cameron thinks at this point? He's just doing his own thing. The final piece of news I wanted to talk about, and this isn't even like headline news. I was looking at the box office. We're coming to the end of the summer, and everyone's like, oh, look at how terrible Hollywood did. Well, there are some hits out there that people have been playing off as bombs because of how they've performed domestically. But these are worldwide hits. Pirates of the Caribbean 5, even though it wasn't a huge blockbuster here, it's made almost $800 million worldwide. Transformers 5, even though it was kind of a dud here, made $604 million. Now, that's nowhere near the $1 billion that Part 3 and 4 did. But still, it's still counting out there. The Mummy, which everyone talked about as being the big flop of the summer, $408 million and counting worldwide. It's a international hit. XXX3 is also, I've talked about that one a lot. That thing barely blipped in America back in like January. It's still in the top 20 or something like that with $346 million. Leap, which came out last week, which flopped, $87 million worldwide. And then Valerian, which is currently the number one movie internationally. That's at $173 million and counting. Now, it's not made back its budget, but it's on its way to. So this is the thing. Next time you see an article about how poorly Hollywood's doing and how movies aren't making money, got to remember, you got to look at it in a worldwide context because that's how movies are made. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the trailer park. The first one I want to hit is Leatherface. I was just talking about Tobe Hooper. Here is the latest in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise. Opens on October 20th.
You let those boys go this instant.
He's not under arrest. He's under protection.
What are you talking about?
I'll take all yours, Vernon. All of them.
The state of Texas instituted an endangered child care program. Keeping them here is safer for everyone.
You show them who you are.
Now, I liked Chainsaw Massacre, or whatever the last one was, that came out a couple years ago. I actually thought that was interesting. I couldn't figure out what era it took place in, because I think somebody actually had a cell phone. But it felt like it was shot in the 70s, and I actually thought that was a decent Texas Chainsaw movie. This is them trying to reboot the Leatherface Texas Chainsaw franchise. My big complaint about Texas Chainsaw for so long has been, while the first movie's fantastic, there's not a whole lot of depth to it. The other slasher franchises like Friday the 13th and Halloween and even Nightmare on Elm Street, there's a lot to mine in Nightmare on Elm Street. And Friday the 13th gets a little silly, but it does kind of fall into a camp level. Texas Chainsaw is so grisly that there's not much more you can do. You can't make it more horrifying than chopping people up with chainsaws. So this one's getting a smaller release. It's actually going to be, I believe it's like an on-demand limited thing. But I'm kind of curious to see where they go, kind of trying to mine the history of Leatherface. The next one I want to hit real quickly is Super Troopers 2. I have to do this because it was a big release of the trailer. It opens on, of course, April 20th, 420.
License and registration?
Aren't you the two that pulled me over before?
Beg pardon?
How are you Mounties now? Or should I say Meounties?
Hang on. Do you really not remember this guy?
I have no idea who he is.
You know, I heard everything you said.
I wasn't a huge fan of Super Troopers, mainly because I don't smoke pot and I wasn't stoned in the early part of the 2000s. I think that was kind of the target market for Super Troopers, and that's what made it do well on VHS. It's sort of like it's the Dude Wears My Car, only from the other side, from the police officer sort of thing. I thought Super Troopers was cute. I'm curious to see whether this one's going to be good. I mean, this long for a sequel seems it could go either way. I don't know. We'll see. That opens on April 20th. That is it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Tulip Fever and A Boy Called Poe.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget.
And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cash back bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cash back and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.